We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on Birchas Eirusin. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon and Ebenezer Simon Lamedalot Sif Beis teaches us Nagu lahazdir brachazu al kois shel yayim. The minig is that this bracha is said on a kois shel yayim and mevarach of tchila, and therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, first we make a bar pri agofen. V'akach mevarech bracha zu, and afterwards you make the birchas erison. Vim ein sham yain o shecher, continues the Shulchan Aruch, if there is no wine or beer available, mevarech oisav b'fnei atzmai, then we can make the birchas erison by itself. The Rekeach says the source for this halacha that the birchas erison is said on a cup of wine is a Yerushalmi in Masech the Soita Perek Ches Halacha Hei. The Yerushalmi says Yayim Megitoi, wine kaisim, wine straight out of barrel, Mezamnan Lov can be used for Birchas Hamazon, Mekachin Ba Esakala, and it can be used for Birchas Erison. The Sefer HaManig explains what is the reason for this minig, because just like by Kiddush we take a cup of wine, so too is the halacha by Birchas Erison. So certainly, if we follow, as we have been discussing in our shiurim quite extensively, the opinion of the Rosh, that the bracha of Erison is a Birchas HaShvach. So by Birchas HaShvach, it's very understandable why we should also make a bracha on wine. But even, explained the Mefarshim, if we follow the opinion of the Rambam, that Birchas Erison is a Birchas Mitzvah, still making a bracha, Bari Pri Agafen, is very understandable, because the Bari Pri Agafen, because by every important mitzvah, we always make a Bari Pri Agafen, like we find by Bris Milah. By important mitzvahs, we make a bracha on wine first. The Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins that if one doesn't have wine, you could use Shecher instead. And it's also quite clear that if one doesn't have, that it's better to use Shecher, beer, than to use nothing. The question that comes up, so I saw a question that Rev Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses here in his Sefer Chashukei Chemet, that there was a Masada Kedushin that got confused, and instead of making a Bari Pri Agafen on the wine, he made a Shakel Niyev Dvarai. And the question that Rev Zilberstein discusses is that in Shas we find many times the concept that someone could say to a shliach, "Litkuni shadati chavloi laafsi," I sent you to be a shliach to do something that is right, not to do something that's wrong. And therefore, you're my shliach, and you're my shliach to do the siddur kedushin properly. And of course, included in that is making a bari pri agafen on wine and not a shahakel. So he quotes a shayla in the Har Tzvi on Evan Ezra Simon Samach Beis and the Micha Shloime from Shlom Zalman Orbach and Chelik Aleph Simon Yud Ches Ois Yud Aleph that discuss this question where Masad Kedushin, instead of making a Bar Pri Agafen, made a Shahako, what should be done? At first glance, we know the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Simon Resh Vav Sif Aleph Paskins, Al Kulam, on all foods and drinks, Imam Shahakal, if somebody made a Shahakal instead of the proper bracha, Yatsa. But there's an argument that can be made. When does that halacha apply? When I'm making a bracha, and I'm taking a cup of wine, I was supposed to make a Bari Priya Goffin. Instead of making a Bari Priya Goffin, I made a Shahakal. But here, the Masada Kedushin is acting as a shliach for the Chosin. And since the Chosin has this claim of a Tekuni L'Shateich V'loy La'afsi, maybe it's different. So the Hatzvi Paskins, that certainly the Masada Kedushin should not make over the bracha. Making over the bracha is a bracha of a tala. Why? And very much connected to what we've been discussing. Because we have been discussing so very extensively, what is the Birchas Eirusin? Is the Birchas Eirusin a Birchas HaMitzvahs? Or is the Birchas Eirusin a Birchas HaShvach? So if we say, like the Rambam, that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, so that we could understand, as we have been explaining, that really the one that should be making this bracha is the Chassan himself. But Kadesh Loi Levayish, as we explained from the Drisha, in order not to embarrass the one who can't make the bracha, the minig became that the Masada Kedushin makes the bracha. But really, the Chassan is the one that should be making the bracha, and the Masada Kedushin is acting actually as a shliach on behalf of the Chassan. So there we can make an argument, L'tkuni shadatich v'loy la'afsi. But as we've been learning, the Rosh's opinion is that the bracha is a birchas shvach. So it has nothing to do particularly with the chassan. And therefore, the chassan can't make this claim. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, however, takes a different approach. He says, even if we'll follow the opinion of the Rosh, that the birchas erisin is a birchas shvach, still, since the minig is, which we're going to discuss, that the chassan and kala drink from the cup of wine. So as far as the cup of wine is concerned, certainly the Masada Kedushin is considered their shliach, and therefore the concept of L'tkuni Shadatich V'loy La'afsi is not appropriate. Which leads into the discussion, who is supposed to drink from the cup of wine, which we'll discuss in a moment. However, L'halach L'maisa, the Micha Shloim as well says that if he did make a shahakal, he should not make the bracha over again. The question that Rav Zilberstein continues to discuss, we now spoke about by the Birchas Eirusin, where instead of making the Bari Priya Goffin, he made the shahakal. What happens by Sheva Brachas? If instead of making the Bari Priya Goffin, he made the shahakal, what would be the halacha? There he wants to say that since it's connected to what we just discussed, we just discussed that the halacha, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, is that when it comes to Birchas Eirusin, if you don't have wine available, you can make the bracha on Sheikha. But when it comes to the Sheva brachas, there it seems that it is the opinion of the Paiskim that you must make a bracha on wine. So since there you must make a bracha on wine, there you don't have an argument that I could have used anyway something instead of wine. And therefore it may be different there. So as we spoke, the question is, who is the one that drinks from this wine? We just learned in the Shulchan Aruch that before we say the Birchas Eirusin, we say a Bari Priya Goffin. The question is, who drinks from that wine? The Pesach Tshuva here quotes the Pnei Yeshua that doesn't understand why the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink from the wine. Because the halacha by brachas is, kol habrachas, when it comes to all brachas, im yatsa, if somebody was already yatsa, mitzi, he could be mitzi someone else with his bracha. Chutz v'birchas hanenen. Except by birchas hanenen, you could only make a brachas hanenen on behalf of someone else if you yourself will rely on the birchas hanenen. The only exception that is ever given is kiddush and the bracha mitzi matzah by the seder, since those brachas are chayva. You have to make kiddush, you have to eat mitzi matzah. But here we're learning that the kais is not absolutely essential. Because the halacha, as we just learned, is if you don't have a kais, you could still make birchas erusin. So it seems that this is a birchas hanenen. So if it's a birchas hanenen, how could I make the bari pri hagafen and not drink from the wine at all? The Steichemid himself has this discussion as well, and he says that the minig by the Sfardim was always that they Masad Kedushin drank from the wine as well. So too that I see was the minig of the Imri Emes, and I saw that the Poskim quote that when Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zinnefeld would be Masad Kedushin, he would pour some of the wine after the Siddur Kedushin. He was concerned that the Chassan Kala don't want to drink from the same cup as him, so he would pour some of the wine on his hand, and that's how he would drink the wine. And in fact, he said that he saw this by the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Shmuel Salant. I also saw that there are Paiskim that say that Rav Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan in the town of Brisk, said that that was the minig of Rav Chaim Brisker. They would pour some of the wine on his hand and drink from it. Although, I also saw that the Sefer Oitzer HaPaiskim says that then when this was said over to the Brisker Rav, the son of Rav Chaim, he said that he doesn't know about this minig, and he never saw his father do this minig. However, many people have the minig that only the chassan and kala drink from the wine and not the Masada Kedushin, even though it's a birchas hanenen. Still, they say that this is also somewhat of a birchas hamitzvahs, and therefore we could be lenient and allow the chassan and kala to drink from it. The Masham in Chelik Hei Simen Ches quotes the Pnei Yeshua, who, as we just learned, says that the Masada Kedushin should drink from the cup of wine. He says that it's inappropriate to change any minig. And since the minig was that only the chassan and kala drank from the wine, if a Masada Kedushin will now come and change the minig and drink from the wine, he says it's a category of hotzos laz. It's as if he's saying that all the previous Masada Kedushin were doing the wrong thing. He says, Araya, he says, when the Moyel by a bris makes the bracha by Pri HaGafen, he didn't necessarily drink from the wine. It's a birchas hanenen. So he says, and this goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of our shir, why is there indeed a minig to make a bari pri hagafen before the birchas erusin? Because on every important mitzvah, we make a bracha on a cup of wine. So now the bracha on the cup of wine becomes part of the mitzvah. So it's not just the birchas haninen, it's like kiddush. And just like we said earlier, the halacha clearly is that when it comes to kiddush, You can make a Bari Priya Goffin, even though you're on behalf of someone else who you're making Kiddush for, even though you're not going to be drinking for the wine. The same thing is here as well. And so too does the Aruch HaShulchan here in Siftes says that we give the wine to the Chasson and Kala to drink, and with that, the person who made the Bari Priya Goffin is Yoitza, and he clearly compares it to Kiddush and Havdalah. And I saw that the Beis Shlomo takes this even one step further. He says, this halacha, that someone, which we quoted earlier, that someone can make a hamaitzi, maitzi matzah, maitzi lechem and aretz, when we eat the matzah by the Seder, even though he's not actually eating from the matzah, and even though the hamaitzi is a birchas hanenin, is not only at the first Seder is that the halacha, that halacha is even by the second Seder. Now, the Jews of Chutz La'aretz who make a second Seder, that second Seder is only a minig. Yet we see that once there's an established minig, it becomes like a mitzvah. So if there's an established minig that by when we make Birchas Erisin, we first make a Bari Priya Goffin. So now this is this minig becomes like a mitzvah, and therefore this bracha is not treated like a Birchas Hanenin, where you can't be mighty someone else if you don't drink from it. It's treated like a Birchas Mitzvahs, like the bracha of Kiddush and the bracha mighty by Matzah, that you could be mighty someone else, even though you yourself are not drinking from it. And so too does the Yeshua's Yaakov say. But now the Yeshua's Yaakov makes an observation. He's saying, now that we're establishing that the bracha of Bari Priya Goffin is so by the Birchas Erisin, is not just the Birchas Hanenin, it's part of the mitzvah, it becomes much more important, he says, to make sure that there always is a cup of wine. He says, if a Masada Kedushin will be Masada Kedushin by a wedding without a cup of wine, and then the next night he'll be Masada Kedushin at a wedding with a cup of wine, so now how could he say that the cup of wine is part of the mitzvah? If it's part of the mitzvah, how did you do a Seder Kedushin without wine? So he says, a Masada Kedushin who doesn't drink from the wine of the Bari Birchas Erisin has to make sure always to have a cup of wine. Now the question is that we've established, and of course that is the minig that we make a Bari Priya Goffin, how much should we drink? Because as we very commonly see that the Chas and the Kala drink just a little of the wine from that Bari Priya Goffin. Another question is that if a bracha is being made, we have to drink at least a revius. So the Oitzer HaPoskim says that the halacha that you have to drink a revius or malai lugmav is only in a situation where there's absolutely a requirement to drink from that cup of wine. But here, since we've learned in the Shulchan Aruch that if you don't have wine, you could still make the Birchas Erisin, so it's obvious that the drinking of the wine is not as essential. So therefore, we could even drink less. But really, this question is very much connected to the previous discussion. If we say that this Bari Priya Goffin is to be treated like a Birchas Hanenin, so on one hand, the halacha is a Birchas Hanenin is made even if you're just going to eat or drink the smallest amount. A Bracha Rishayin is made. But therefore, even if you just drink a little wine, the Bracha is fine. But if you're treating it like a Birchas Hanenin, as we discussed, then the Masada Kedushin would have to drink from the wine. If, on the other hand, we're treating it like a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and therefore, even though the person who's making the Bari Priya Goffin isn't drinking from it. Only the chas and the kala are drinking from it. The halacha is that by birchas hamitzvahs, when we're drinking kiddush or dal kaisis, we have to drink at least a revius. So it'll be very connected. If the mesadik kedushin is drinking from the wine, even if he drinks the smallest amount of wine, it'll be fine. If only the chasen and kala are drinking, then the halacha should be that you should drink a revius. The masham in that tshuva, in the tshuva in chelik hay simon ches, says that the minhag ha'olam is that the chasen and kala just drink a little, and so does the Aruch HaShulchan say in Siftes that the minhag is that the chasen and kala just drink a little of the wine. And the Masham says the reason we don't make the chasen and kala drink more than that is because here they fasted all day, and here it's by their wedding, and we're concerned if we're going to make them drink a lot of wine, who knows what kind of adverse effect it could have.